It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, if you are a regular listener to the Opinions Matter podcast, you will know that over the last few weeks, we've been giving away lots of merch. We have hundreds of Opinions Matter travel mugs. And we're giving them away like there's no tomorrow. These are, they're really sought after. Lots of people want them. They're fantastic. We love them. I've got one in my car that I have my morning coffee in every morning. And you too could win an Opinions Matter travel mug. I will have a question for you at the end of this episode. But let us ring the latest winner of an Opinions Matter travel mug.
Hello.
Can I speak to Carmel, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Carmel. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
I'm great, Adrian. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks very much. Carmel, you entered our competition over the weekend for an Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that right?
I did indeed, Adrian, yeah.
And can you give me the answer to that simple question we asked? Jeremy was described as...
Rambo.
He was. And in fact, the thumbnail for the podcast was him as Rambo. Well, good news is, Carmel, you've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. And I believe you're a regular listener to the podcast.
I've been listening to you for years, Adrian. Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic. And it also says in your message, you're a complete tea addict, so the mug will be used regularly.
Absolutely. You'll be going everywhere with me.
All right, that's brilliant. Well, look, Carmel, you stay on the line there for 1 second. I'll get all your details, and we'll get that mug in the post to you today.
Perfect. Cheers, Adrian. Thanks so much.
Now, there you go. That's Carmel from Bailyborough in County Cavan. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message in yesterday evening, and it says... Oh, sorry, actually, it was the first thing this morning. I hope you'll cover what happened in Shangan yesterday. I'm not from there, but I live 5 minutes away. I was embarrassed by what was going on. The spray painting racist misinformation. I bought my house and I worked for it. Most of the people in Shangan got their houses free and they have a cheek demanding who lives in their area. What a joke. And also bringing kids there also. Shame on you lot, says Caroline, a proud Ballymun mother.
I saw the videos on our Facebook page as well, and I never think it's a separate issue, but I don't think kids should have been at the thing. It's not a family event.
That's not the conversation that we're really having.
No, but I do agree with
her. This was just in their cul-de-sac, so it's not like they travelled miles to go to a protest.
I know, but it's not something that kids should be involved in the housing of immigrants. No, I know we're going to be talking to people from the area, and we're going to be talking to people who are against the graffiti that was on the house.
Okay, so let me just describe this for you, for people who aren't familiar with the story. Shangan Green in Ballymun is a housing estate, and there is one particular house that is boarded up at the moment. It's a Dublin City Council house, and it is boarded up, and somebody has taken it upon themselves to daub graffiti on the front of the house, and it says, "Only Irish, house our own." Okay? "Only Irish, house our own" is what's sprayed in blue spray paint on the front of this building. Now, we're going to hear in a couple of minutes how rumours have circulated in the area that a foreign national family are to be moved into the house and local residents aren't at all happy. I'll be talking to one in a couple of minutes. But let me bring some of the audio from over the weekend. And in terms of what happened in Shangan.
So can I just ask beforehand, and I know we're probably going to get the answer to this in a few moments, or maybe we won't. And to those of you listening to this as we record it live, maybe you can shed some light on this. How did the people protesting know what nationality was going to be put into that house?
That's what we're going to try and find out.
I mean, I'm looking at that house now, and it doesn't look like it's in livable condition at all. The doors and the windows... are completely boarded up. I will never agree with graffiti. Like, spraying graffiti on the house, that money is just coming out of council money to get that fixed up, okay? So that's idiotic behaviour, absolutely idiotic behaviour. But there was rumours going around that there was to be a Roma
or family moving into the ship.
And what I want to know is how could they possibly... But this is just me playing devil's advocate here, lads. Don't shoot me in the head. I'm just asking, how could you possibly know that? Because we've dealt with the council before on many occasions over the years, and they will not divulge. Do you think if I rang the council now
and said, who's moving into number 23?
Yeah, so number 23, Shangan Road there in Ballymun. Can you tell me the nationality of the people that are planning to... They would not tell you. So how did that information get out?
That's the question we're asking. We'd like to hear from you. If you're from the area, our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring some audio from some of the videos that we're doing the rounds over the weekend. Have a listen to this. This is somebody describing what is happening on Sunday afternoon at Shangan Green.
Where all the locals have gathered in relation to a protest. This house being allocated to foreign nationals. And the locals are out in force, they're not happy here now in Ballymun, Shangan. The people have gathered to have their say. As you can see, good turnout. Should be happening in every area. How's the Irish, not the rest of the world? Yeah, all the flags and the signs in the windows. You don't want this happening in the area.
All right, so that's just some audio from one video. Here's another video.
The government people should not have to fight for a house in their own city.
No,
the people in this city and the people from Dublin, from this area, are fighting and they're there for years. You should not have to do that. They should be number one. The people from the area should be number one. I don't care. Integrate how you like. But how's our own first?
And then over the weekend also, before the protest took place at Shangan Green, Councillor Gavin Pepper visited the area and recorded a video outside the spray-painted house.
That's not in his constituency, though.
It is, yeah.
Is it? Ballymun Fingless.
Here's Gavin Pepper.
Gavin Pepper here, and I'm out here in Shangan Green, and there's a few of the residents there in the background, and they've done a petition in the area about this house that I'm not being made aware of. As you can see, there's no graffiti on the house saying only Irish in it, because it's gone around that it's possibly had to be allocated to a family, a non-national family. That's the word going around on the street. I've reached out to management and they have not clarified that. They said that that's just hasn't even been signed over for. Apparently, it's still void. But I don't know the facts of it because they haven't told us as councillors yet. What I am annoyed about is that people in communities are now petrified of who's moving in beside them. And I think houses in Ballymun, there's enough people on the list in Ballymun that should be allocated this house. It should go to a family from Ballymun. There's people on the list 15 to 20 years waiting, a long, long time to be given a house. This country is looking after people from outside the country far too much. It's time to look after our own people. We have a massive housing crisis. We've over 17,000 people in emergency accommodation, and the reality of it is half of them are apparently immigrants.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Susan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Susan?
I'm all good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Susan. You are from Shangan and you were at that protest yesterday, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, tell me what the local people found out about this Dublin City Council house.
So, last week sometime, we heard rumours going around that it was a Roma family supposedly getting the house and stuff, and we done nothing about it. And on Wednesday morning, a car pulled up outside with someone from the corporation and also a Roma family with an interpreter. And they went in to view the house, and that's when it kind of started then. Neighbours weren't happy. We've a lot of elderly neighbours. We have a 70-year-old woman living next door to the house and an 80-year-old couple on the other side. They're trying to put her in the middle of.
So you say that a council official and a Roma family arrived to view to view the house. How could you view a boarded up house?
It wasn't boarded up. It was, they were going in to view it. The boards were taken off the door and they were brought in and shown around the place. And that's where the whole thing started then.
Okay.
And, we went around the road.
How many residents actually saw this visit taking place?
Four residents.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a tight corley, so that, like, you can see out everyone. It's a close circle where everyone can see out, you know?
Okay. And how did these residents know that they were a Roma family?
The way they were dressed and with the interpreter, and we had a well-known source who informed us they're in a homeless accommodation and they were...
You there?
Are you breaking up?
Yeah.
Susan, can I ask you a question, Susan? How long has that house been idle and who lived there beforehand? Has that been boarded up a long time? Or
boarded up nearly a year and a half now, but we heard from a well-known source. This is not just he said, she said. We're not just after taking a story and blowing it up and for no reason. We heard about these people. They're living in a homeless accommodation. The guards are called every second day for them because they cause absolute havoc. And none of the neighbours in the area are happy about this. As I said, we've very elderly people. We've a lot of young children who like to play out on the area. And they're just not happy about it. So what we done then, we started a petition and went around all the neighbours asking who was happy and who was not. And the whole lot of the area, nobody wants this. Nobody wants them coming in and bringing destruction to this area. From the story we've heard about them, it's just, it's not on. They're trying to put them in this community.
No, I get that. Nobody wants to live beside someone who's problematic. I don't know if you heard me a few minutes ago, Susan. I was asking how people found this out, because we're working in the media over 30 years and the council have never they've never told us the nationality of anybody. Like, if we rang them up and said who's going to be housed in number,
and just for the record, Councillor Gavin Pepper, even in that video that I played, he has asked officials to confirm and he hasn't been able to find out the answer. So
we heard it from a well-known source, and as I said, we heard it and we've done nothing about it because there was no proof. And then a couple of days later,
is this a well-known source within Dublin City Council or somebody?
It's a well-known source that works in a hotel that they're supposed to be staying in.
Okay, so somebody allegedly in the hotel that this family are staying in is the one that tipped you off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as I said, we done nothing, and then on Wednesday morning they showed up, and that's where it kind of escalated from there.
Okay, so when did the graffiti appear on the house?
The graffiti, I'm not sure when that did, and I just want to put that across as well. Nobody in the area is happy about the graffiti on the house.
Because it looks absolutely manky. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And at our protest the other night, it was peaceful, a community together peacefully, just stating their opinions and their voices to be heard. And we did mention that we didn't want anything like that done to the house.
And is this the first time that you guys have protested about someone moving in or about the time?
Yeah, we already have a foreign couple that's on the area, and they work very hard and were welcomed with open hands from everybody in the area. They get along great with everybody, so it's absolutely nothing to do with race.
Okay, so over the weekend, on Sunday, there was a protest outside the house, and I've played some of the clips from that protest, and people describing how the Irish should be housed first. Is that your policy? Is that what you're campaigning for, or is it just against this particular family?
It's the family, because we've heard they cause havoc wherever they go, and we were told you'd need eyes in the back of your head, you wouldn't be able to leave your house, basically. It'd be absolutely disgraceful. And also we heard that they're only on the list like 3 years, the housing list, and we've some people living on this area that are on the list 10 years or more with kids and everything, still stuck at home with their parents, and they weren't thought of. The house wasn't put on choice bed letting for anybody to apply for it.
Okay.
It was kind of sort of done sneakily, trying to squeeze them in beside elderly people. As I said, a 70-year-old woman living on her own on one side and a 80-year-old couple on the other side, and then and plenty more elderly in the area.
And sorry for going across you, Susan. I presume the people living on both sides of the house are locals. They're probably living there.
Yeah, they're living here all their life, yeah.
And have you spoken, and obviously, you know, this is third-hand information, but have you spoken to them, and have they expressed their worries and concerns? If have, okay.
Yeah.
So the protest then yesterday was just to highlight local concerns about this family allegedly moving in.
I was actually, sorry for cutting in there, Adrian, I was actually speaking to someone as well out of the corporation, and we were voicing our opinions, and they told us that there's nothing they could do about it. The family was picked out, basically, and told to come to this house to view it. And we said, but we're not happy. We're after getting the petition signed. Is there anything we can do? And they said, no, they will have to inform the family that the residents aren't happy and about the vandalism done to the house. But basically, that it's left to up to them if they'd like to sign over for it or not.
And Susan, Susan, would it be a case, supposing this family, if we're to believe that they're the same family that you heard bad reports about, if they did move in and they turned out to be problematic and they were causing trouble in the area, surely you'd be able to get onto the council and then get them removed from the house for antisocial behaviour? Or do you think it'd be too late at that stage?
No, it would be too late at that stage. I believe if you move in, that's the end of
that's
it.
That's the end of it.
Do you know what I mean? There'd be nothing you can do then, kind of, if they move in. They'd be just completely erupt this whole avenue. And it's a nice, peaceful avenue. Everybody knows everybody. Kids go out playing. Elderly go for walks. Everyone looks out for each other. And we're just, it's really bad. We're just up the walls about this.
So where does this go from here? A protest yesterday. There's no sign, obviously, of anybody moving into it anytime soon.
And there's no sign of anybody from the corporation or any local TDs coming to talk to us or guide us through this and give us any help whatsoever. We're basically just left here.
Okay, so
protest them wherever ourselves.
Okay, so the bottom line is, looking at the state of the house, nobody's going to be moving into that in the next week or two. It needs a lot of work. It needs to be done up. It needs to be made habitable again. But the council aren't going to comment on who's moving in. What are you going to do?
We don't know. As I said, we've went around and got petition signed from everybody. And like that, we had a peaceful protest, and we were very happy with the way that went. No violence or anything. We just wanted our opinions, everybody to put
to
their opinions
heard.
Out
okay.
and to be heard.
My concern, we have a couple of calls to go to now in a sec. My concern would be, Susan, that like anything with this, and I saw the video that you guys put up. It was a peaceful protest. You look like a concerned citizen. My worry would be is that, you know, you have far right agitators, and I'm not saying that's you, by the way. You're just a concerned citizen, but you have them getting involved in it, and all of a sudden, like the thing in Newtown Mount Kennedy, it'll get taken over, and you could have violence. And I would worry for the safety of any family that is put into there with the sort of anger that's going on about it. And again, I'm not saying that would come from your group, but you know these stories. These stories have been spread all over the internet about this particular house in Ballymun.
And we just wanted to voice it just for everyone to know.
Yeah, of course.
I know there is a lot of scaremongering going around about certain topics and stuff, and it's absolutely nothing to do with that. As I said, we have a foreign family who work hard, and they were welcomed into this community. There's absolutely no problem whatsoever with them.
Do me a favour and stay there for 1 second. Let's bring in Sean with his opinion on this.
Well, I understand the protest taking place. I seen a post earlier. I can't remember who it was from, but it was a verified account. And he asked the question, what about the two big drug-dealing families that live in that cul-de-sac? Why is there no protests taking place about the fact they're there, they're out dealing drugs? They apparently are working under the radar, so they're claiming their social welfare and making loads of money off the drug dealing. Should there not be protests about them? Because one of the big reasons people are protesting is, you know, all the immigrants are scroungers, you know, they're gonna live there for free and take all the government's money. Are these two families not doing the exact same thing? Like, that's one thing I don't understand. If you're going to protest against an immigrant family moving in and saying they're scrounging and all, should you not be protesting against the Irish people that are doing the exact same thing and scrounging off the government.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Julianne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hiya, Adrian.
No,
yeah,
Julianne.
I'm Julianne.
What did you want to say on this?
Adrian, I lived in that house all my life. That was my mother and father's home. They're deceased now. They died 2 years ago. And it's a lovely 3-bedroom house. Everybody in that cul-de-sac are lovely. Everybody looks out for each other. Kids that play on the area. I don't agree with them putting graffiti all over the house. It wasn't nice. But at the end of the day, our owner out there, homeless with new babies, children with autistic and children with special needs, and our owner's not getting housed to that house. I have a niece that has an autistic child, and like she put in for that house and she didn't even get it, and she's on the council list 10 years.
Again, Julianne, so this was, your mum and dad lived in this house, and obviously it was returned to the council when they passed away, is that right?
Yeah, my son lived there with my mother and father.
Okay.
And he was left the house for a few years till my father passed away 2 years ago. And then they housed my son over. He got a lovely apartment over.
Okay,
and the house has been idle.
So the house has been idle for quite some time, just sitting there with nobody in it. By the looks of it, from what I can see, it would need a fair bit of work before anybody moves into it. But you're disappointed to hear these rumours. And again, I mean, I know Susan was saying they've a well-placed source who's moving in and whatever. You're concerned, you're worried about those rumours as well, are you?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Adrian, as I said, like, there is old elderly people on that estate that's lived there since them houses were built, and lovely neighbours and kids are, you know, they go out and they play. If a Romanian family gets this house, you can't leave your door open anymore like we used to in Changan. Like, people leave the hall doors open, people go in, have the chat, have a cup of tea.
Sorry, Julianne, just to cut across you, just for clarity, it is, the rumour is Roma, not Romanian, which are two completely different things.
Yeah,
the Roma. Just a point that was made there by that fellow Sean who sent the message, which often comes up about things like this. Do you march, or have you ever marched on the doors of drug-dealing families that would be in the Ballymun area?
No, I haven't. As I said, Adrian, I left Ballymun and I live in Kilkenny now. But at the end of the day, I'm disappointed to see it going to someone like that. Nothing against the racism when their own are out there homeless, Adrian. And some of the residents in the Shangang area, their children live there with their children and they can't even get housed.
So, so you would support this protest outside this house? I mean, it is rumours. Now, I'd love to speak to somebody who actually saw this family supposedly visit the house the other day. I'd love to speak to somebody who actually witnessed that. Our WhatsApp number is 0858252626.
Because we're after getting a message on our Facebook page, Julianne. Again, I don't know how true this is, but saying that people being given social housing are never shown the house beforehand. I don't know if they are or not. I've never heard of it. It does seem strange that they'd be shown around the house. And
well, a lot of people turn down offers, so they must know where they're being offered.
But it's completely boarded up. They wouldn't have had any access to it.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know either, Adrian, but as I said, it's a lovely, quiet estate. Everyone looks out for each other, and there is elderly people either side of my mother's house there, which are lovely people. All the avenue is lovely, and do you know what I mean? If this is a family that's going to go in and they cause trouble this, that, and the other, it's not fair to the elderly neither that's living either side.
All right, Julianne, stay with me for a second. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Now, Eddie, what do you want to say on this?
Adrian, what I find remarkable, right? So they were there for a while, shown around the house. There was an interpreter, a lot of people on the street seeing it, and no one made a video. Every single person now has a phone and is a potential reporter. And you mean to tell me that not one person thought, you know what, I'll get my film out, my video out, and I'll make hard proof. And not one single person done that. I find that remarkable. If it's true, I stand with the residents. But at the same time, it seems to be hearsay because no one has any definite proof.
Yeah, I've not seen any proof at all. All I've heard is what Susan said, that a number of residents saw this family being brought to the house, that the hoarding at the front of the house was taken down for them to be brought in and around the place. With all that going on, I would have thought, I would actually agree with you, I would have thought somebody would have got something on video.
Yeah, you pull your phone out and you go, what's going on here? Oh, look, there's an interpreter there, there's a Roma family. And you record it. And all of these people in the estate seen it. Because you were there a while, you would have took a while to take this hoarding down, interpreter, showed them around. And not one person had the foresight to go, you know what, I'll pull out my old dog and bone and I'll make a video. Mm. And it would go viral in seconds. In seconds. Now, as I stand with the residents, if it's true, I agree with them. And I'd say the same if it was an Irish family on the list that got it 2 years over someone that was on the list 10, 15 years. I'd say the same. It's not right. You know, no one should be usurped in the queue. But it just seems to me that Chinese whispers. Mm. Nobody has any proof. And here's the thing, right? You're saying, like, I don't agree with the graffiti. But the thing is, a peaceful protest doesn't work. Look what happened in Newtown, Mount Kennedy. If the people in Coolock or the Crown Page factory took the same approach as the people in Newtown, Mount Kennedy, that'd be an eye-pass centre now. Mm. Violence works. It's a horrible thing to say, but it works. And if they didn't graffiti that house, it wouldn't have hit the headlines as much as it has now. You probably wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, no, in fairness, the residents themselves have condemned the graffiti because it looks absolutely manky. It really does.
It does. But what I'm saying is it adds gravitas to the situation. Without that graffiti, it doesn't make the headlines as much, you know? When you always say, beware of the risen people. When people are fed up and things get nasty, that's when it makes more headlines.
And Julianne, just to go back to you, I mean, that is one of the one of the concerns, that this protest will get hijacked.
Yeah.
By people.
Well, as I said, I do agree with that chap that's been on Eddie, that no one took a video.
Yeah.
Because if I was there, I'd have took a video.
And that's the bit I find a little bit strange as well. If these... Yeah. The residents who allegedly saw this happening.
She can't tie your shoelace now without it ending up on Facebook.
That's my point. Literally. So they were able to work out that they were Roma. They were able to work out there was an interpreter there. They were able to work out that it was a council worker bringing them around the house. They were able to work out that the hoarding was taken down for them to see, yet not one person took their phone out. I do find that a little bit strange, I'll be honest.
Well, if I was there, I'd have videoed it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you think someone would have videoed it, so they had proof of this family moving in. I think it is, like, as I said, it's a damn disgrace with the graffiti all over the wall. Like, it is shocking. Like, there was no need to put graffiti all over the walls. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know, the graffiti looks absolutely dreadful. It really
does. Yeah, it makes the house look rotten.
And again, we're going on hearsay here. If anybody does have any proof, if there is any video of a family being brought to this house to have a look around, we'd love to hear. But I would be amazed. I'm being honest here. I would be amazed if somebody was brought to see a house that was still boarded up. It just that doesn't make sense to me at all. Why somebody would be brought to see a house that's still boarded up? It seemed to me that's a bit strange.
Yes, and like I said, this was meant to be last week. His family was brought to this house to see it. My son was contacted within minutes of this family being shown my mum and dad's house, and then he was on to me about it. And then by the next morning, all the graffiti was on the wall. Like, you know, at the end of the day, like, to some of you, even up at the windows, they would have happened to get a ladder. People would have happened to see who did it. Like, I think it's a bit childish putting all that graffiti over a lovely house. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks absolutely dreadful. It really, really does.
I agree with you, yeah.
Okay, and again, I'm throwing it out there. If anybody does have any proof, as Jeremy said, you can't tie your shoelaces nowadays.
No, if that video existed, we'd have seen it by now. We get sent every single video that's ever recorded in this city, and especially something like that, the video would be available.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Let me go to Stephen. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
How are you, man?
Good, thanks, Stephen. What did you want to say on this?
That's green, like, the houses where the people in Ballymun have spoken to all the graffiti, that, like, if people are sick of those things up there, like, there's too much trouble going on. A lot of foreigners, immigrants, that come in the last couple of years and they're getting harassed up there, like, you know?
Okay, what's that got to do with this house in Ballymun?
But they don't know who's going to go into it. It says a Roma family, like.
But do you ever know who's moving into a council house? Do you ever get advance warning?
But you simply don't, like, but they're being better, like, at least we know, like, these people that's going in there out for their own, like, you know? Don't get me wrong, like, there is some good people coming into the country, like, they're not all bad.
No, but Stephen, the fact of the matter is, no matter where you live, I mean, I live in a private estate, and we don't get a say. So a lot of the houses in my estate are owned by landlords and they rent them out. We've never been told
who's moving in. Nor will you ever be told.
Like, in fact, on our avenue, two houses were up for rent in the last couple of months. We weren't told who the people were that came in. Luckily, they were nice. But you never get told the nationality. Like, I can imagine if I rang one of the lads that owns the house on my avenue and said, by the way, what nationality are your new tenants going to be? He'd tell you to fuck off. You just don't get that information. And you do not get a choice to decide who lives beside you or not. Certainly not when you're living in a local authority housing. Whatever about a private house.
But no, you have no chance in a private house either.
You don't. No, but living in local authority housing, you don't, and this is not me siding, I'm not taking either side in this, you don't get to choose who your neighbours are.
I don't get to choose. We like to know who it is, like.
But you don't, nobody does. Sorry, do you know if your neighbours are Garda vetted?
No, but you go introduce yourself and meet them, like, you know.
No, but do you know if anybody on your avenue has ever been done for sexual assault?
That is online, though. That is, that's a law, like, it has to be online and let you know. That's the thing about these people coming in.
There's no law like that in Ireland at all.
No, it's not a law, but they don't put it up where the sexual offenders are.
No, they don't.
They're forced to do that.
They don't.
No.
They don't. Oh, waffler. Patricia, you're on Opinions Matter.
Afternoon, lads. How are you? Sorry, I can't come on as usual, heading out to work. Just wanted to pop a comment here, voice note, just to say that it definitely should go to an Irish family first. For me, it's nothing to do with race. I don't give a shit what race the person is. I don't care. Although, but judging by our comments, if the rumour is right, they're not the most nicest family to live by, let's just say. But I couldn't care about that. I couldn't care where they're from, Pakistani, whatever the case may be. The simple fact of the matter is, it should just go to an Irish family first. How's the Irish first? It's nothing to do on race on my part. I'm married to a foreigner, so it's nothing that, you know what I mean? Race doesn't even come into it for me. It should be just that the Irish should be housed first. End of story. There's too much crap now with Irish people being left on the fucking side of the road. Forgive me for cursing. It riles me up to bits. It should be the Irish looked after first before we look after anybody else. We look after our own, then we look after everybody else around, and that's someone that's married to a foreigner and has three foreign kids. So it's nothing to do with race. The Irish need to be looked after. They need to be housed. They need to be looked after. They need to get their services looked after. I know a girl, her son is 12 and he still hasn't been assessed for autism. It's absolutely disgraceful what's going on there. The Irish are just pushed to the side, and then we're looking after the foreigners all the time, like whoever comes in next. Oh, the poor foreigners, we have to look after. What about the bleeding Irish sleeping homeless and all the rest of it? It's nonsense that is stage.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, lots of messages coming in on this. This is Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I think the graffiti on the building, certainly don't agree with that. At the end of the day, if that's a council house, that's public money that's going to be used to have to clean that up, taxpayers' money. But certainly, I agree with the protest. I don't see what the issue is. Irish needs to be house first. You say it's unconfirmed. The first video I seen about this, not sure is it Friday evening or Saturday morning, that a Roma family had been shown around the house, and that's where this had all come from. So people had obviously seen it. Now you might turn around and say, oh, Roma people, you know, they're EU citizens and all this bullshit. But you look at the demographics, you look at the census, Romas don't fucking work. When the Polish and the Lithuanians came here 20 years ago, they worked damn hard for what they got. They got nothing thrown at them, and they were EU citizens. So these fuckers shouldn't get anything free. So cheers, lads.
Martin, I just have to stress, just from what you were saying there, there is no video. There is no video that we have seen of anybody being brought in to see this house. No video at all. If there is one, please make it available to us so that we can see it. But there is no video. This is all Chinese whispers and rumour about who is going into this particular house.
Again, I have to say this very clearly and concisely. The council does not inform people of the nationality of someone that is moving in.
No, but allegedly this...
Have you ever, in all your years, renting and living, I've never got a letter saying, by the way, number 33 is vacant. It's going to be housed next week. And your man is a builder. The woman is a housewife. And the two kids are little shits, so you better beware. You just don't get that information.
But the bottom line is that this rumour has come allegedly from somebody who works in the hotel that this Roma family allegedly are staying at the moment. There could be truth in it, but again, the fact that somebody was brought to this house allegedly to be shown around by a council staff member and had an interpreter, yeah. We have all that information and still no video
at all. Jonathan has been on Facebook saying, would you, lads, being smart of course, Jonathan, lads, would you want to live beside Barbie Kardashian? Absolutely fucking not, Jonathan. Would I want to live beside Barbie Kardashian? And more than anybody would want to live beside Barbie Kardashian. But if you, again, if you are in local authority housing...
If you're in any housing, you don't choose your neighbours.
No, but I remember our next door neighbour for 10 years was a landlord that didn't live there and he rented the house. And he did used to say to us, listen, that family's moving out, I'm putting a new family in. You've nothing to worry about. I wouldn't put you beside a dodgy family.
Most people wouldn't hear any of that information. Let me go to Jessica. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How is?
Good, thanks, Jessica. What did you want to say on this?
If what we're hearing for the grapevine is true, what's wrong with people standing outside the house and saying, no, we don't agree with it? Don't agree with the graffiti, that's a bit too far, but as Eddie said before me, sometimes to get a message across, you got to get it across loud and clear.
Yeah, but that's like me standing outside McDonald's this evening with a placard saying, don't ban the Big Mac. And the manager of McDonald's comes out. I'm not being stupid. Just hang on a second. Listen to me. And the manager comes out and says, sorry, you heard we're banning Big Macs? Yeah, I want Big Macs kept on.
It's a rumour.
Where did you hear that?
I've never heard a more stupid comparison out of your mouth.
No, because you're literally getting annoyed and getting your knickers in
Jess, you just said yourself at the very start of what you said that it's been said through the grapevine. In other words, there is no proof of this.
But if it's true, what's wrong with them having the protest? I don't see the problem.
No, the fact is that a house was destroyed now, and that's going to cost money out of your taxes, by the way, and my taxes, to completely paint that house again. God only knows what
sadly, lads, I don't have a say where my taxes go. If I did, Jesus, a lot of it wouldn't be going where it is, i.e. going for Barbie Kardashian to live in a council house in feckin' Meath. And I'm sure you think that's all right. If people in Meath start protesting against that, you'd be like, oh, well, you can't have a say where they live.
No, but they're protesting against something that there's no proof of. Have you proof of the nationality of the family that are going to be moved in?
No, I don't. But I don't see the problem with them. If it is true, if it comes out that it's true, I don't see the problem with them saying, no, I don't agree to this. Because as many people said before me, how many Irish people are left in hotels, left in homes accommodation when they could easily go into a house? I'm sorry, but if you had to make me pick between an Irish family and a Roma family, I know who I'm picking.
Okay, stay there for a second. Sorry, Jeremy.
And that's fair enough, the point you just made. So you would take a drug dealing family moving into your area over a... So say for instance, an Irish family, the O'Reillys, yeah, Jess? They all have red hair, freckles, they're really Irish. The O'Reillys, but they're a drug dealing family. You'd prefer to live...
No, I wouldn't live with a drug dealer.
You just said a second ago, I'm going to repeat exactly what you said, that you would take... You would house the Irish first. And I'm simply asking you if it was a family from Pakistan, who, say for instance, he's a porter in the local hospital and maybe she's a cleaner or something like that, that you would take...
I'd take option B.
Okay, no, just needed to clarify that because you said you'd always take an Irish family over. And my argument has always been, as you know, that if you're going to march against dodgy people, living in your area, you got to march about the ones that already live there. Back in the 80s, Jess, and the 90s, people...
I know you hate.
I know you hate drug dealers.
The point Jeremy is trying to make is why don't people spread their outrage more broadly against anybody who's
because a lot of people have selective outrage, whereas I like to think I'm more balanced than I stand.
No, in fairness, you are, but that is my issue. My issue is the selective outrage that Ballymun for many, many years has had social problems from people living there. There's drug gangs rampant in the area. There's antisocial behaviour. Not all coming from foreigners, a lot coming from locals that live in Ballymun. And not one house has ever been marched on, Jess. Not one house. Not one house I know from people, there's two particular families.
I've said that to you before.
But there's two particular families living in Ballymun that would be very well known to Gardaí for dealing drugs, yeah? How come neither of their houses have been spray painted with "get out drug dealing scum"? How come that's never happened?
I don't know, but I know with me, I'd be saying, no, I want the guns.
Yes, you wouldn't spray paint. I wouldn't spray paint, but I want them guns.
If they're in the council house and they're a drug dealing family, I want them guns.
But why has that never happened?
I don't know. I can't speak for a lot of people. I can't speak for everyone.
Okay, stay there for a second, Jess. Let me go to Linda. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Linda?
Not too bad, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks, Linda. What did you want to say on this?
Listen, I listen to this podcast every day and I've never rang in.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. The reason I am ringing in is because my family home was given to a Roma family. We're only in Ireland 6 months. And how I know that is because, obviously, we're still in contact with the old neighbours. Because we lived there for over 40 years.
And where was this house?
It was in Kilbarrick.
In Kilbarrick, okay. So you moved out. I assume it was a council house, is that right?
It was a council house. We were born and reared there.
Okay.
And we, obviously, parents died and the house was given back to the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
This was only about 6 years ago. So my sister had been on the house list for over 20 years. Now, it's a four-bedroom house, I'll give it that. So a Roma family moved in and they had a gang of kids. The mother was caught shoplifting in the local charity shop where one of the neighbours walked in. The mother has gone missing. The father is there with the gang of kids who moved his family in from Romania. So they have come over. The neighbours are dreading the summer again because it's all men out the back garden drinking day and night. Heartbreaking driving down that road when I see suites of furniture in the garden. That was their family home and we looked after it. And you hear these people saying, oh, that doesn't happen. It does happen.
No, I don't think anybody said that doesn't happen. What I'm even saying is, firstly, this is all based on hearsay. Somebody from a hotel supposedly saying that family are being moved into that house in Ballymun. No proof that they were brought to see the house. No proof that the hoarding was taken down, other than hearsay. And yes, that may be the plan, but we still don't have any proof that that's the plan. And now,
the only thing I can add to that, Adrian, is when they were moving into our old house, before they even moved in, all the neighbours knew there was a Roma family being put in there. Now, I don't know how they knew that, how they found out. I don't know. But they knew before because we were absolutely, we were shocked. And they were 6 months in Ireland. That's all.
That's wrong. A housing list should be an actual list where the person on it the longest, unless, of course, they've refused a couple of offers or whatever. But that does not
make sense. Just a matter of interest, Linda, how did you know or how do you know that they'd only been in Ireland 6 months?
Because they told the neighbours.
The
husband spoke for, the wife didn't speak much English, but the husband spoke very good English. And he was telling the neighbours, because the roads that we've grew up on, it's like all the old estates, you know, they're the salt of the earth to people. As soon as they moved in, they didn't think anything, you know, knock in, is there anything you need or whatever. And so they got chatting and your aunt told them, we're only here 6 months. He's moved on, he said, the mother is gone. No one knows where the mother is gone, but all the children are there. The father is there, all his mother lives there. I mean, it's heartbreaking driving down that road and you see what they've done. Sweets of furniture in the garden and nobody bats an eyelid. And all my old neighbours are absolutely horrified.
And that sounds horrific. It really does, honestly. And I understand why you decided to pick up the phone today. But again, with regard to this house in Ballymun, it's all hearsay. That's the point I'm trying to make. And maybe there is some truth behind it.
Don't smoke without fire. From my experience, if that's what they're saying, that's what's moving in.
But again, supposedly somebody was the family was brought down with council workers to see the boarded up house, which I find very strange, and nobody has a video of that. I find that really strange, and yet we heard through the grapevine that there was an interpreter there, that it was a council worker, and that they were brought to see the house. No, not a video in sight. That's the bit I find a bit strange as regards hearsay. But I take the point that you're making, Linda, that this does happen, this can happen, and it did happen in your 100%. Family, in your family home. And are those people still there to this day?
Still there to this day. Still there. I mean, as I said, the next door neighbour walked in the St. Vincent de Paul shop and had to tell the mother, you know, I'm going to have to call the guard. She was shoplifting out there, knowing that he lived next door to her. They don't care. They have no respect, these people. And that's like, that's horrible. Oh yeah, they are still there. The family are still there and they're getting bigger and bigger every year. The neighbours are dreading the summer.
Again, as I said, that is it is absolutely dreadful to hear of people having to put up with bad neighbours, no matter who they are.
And they don't pay bins. They don't pay for their bins. They just throw all the rubbish out.
That wouldn't be... Okay, that's not an unheard of thing in Dublin from Irish people as well now, Linda, okay?
And I don't know anyone that does that.
Go into the North Inner City and have a look at the streets. Litter bags just thrown out the front door.
And if you look around the corner from where we do this podcast, the Baskin Road is a dumping ground for people dumping their fridges, televisions. I mean, fly tipping has been happening before one foreigner stepped foot in the country. Everybody.
Jeremy, I'm talking about throwing it out, opening the back door and throwing it in the back garden. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about throwing it on the street.
All right, Linda, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. And
I'm sorry, Linda, another note. It probably is sad when the house that you grew up in, your family home and all.
Yeah, it's very upsetting, Jeremy. It's very upsetting driving past that house.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Linda. Let's bring in one final opinion from Brian.
Hi, guys. I live in a council house myself. And I'm in where I am about 12 years. You're not shown the house prior to when you move in. You're offered the house, you're given the address, and that's it. And then you're given the keys down the line. They don't actually show you around the house. At least it isn't in my case, anyway. Anyhow, Brian here.
And again, Brian, as I said myself, I find that very strange that somebody would be brought to see a boarded up house. It just seems bizarre.
Oh, yeah. Can I see what the bedroom looks like upstairs? Well, no, because it's boarded up.
No, but apparently the hoarding was taken down from the... that just all doesn't make sense to me.
And again, we're...
Any proof, we will happily share it.
Send us the video. Send us the proof.
Now, before we go, as you will know, if you're listening to the start of this episode, we gave away another Opinions Matter travel mug. We have a simple question for you.
It's very simple.
If you would like to win one.
Today's conversation was about a house in what part of Dublin?
There you go. It's nice and simple. Today's conversation was about a boarded up house in what part of Dublin? If you know the answer, and if you don't know the answer by now, then you obviously just flick straight to the end of the episode. You send the answer with your name to our WhatsApp number 085-825-2626. Get your entry into us by 1 o'clock on Tuesday the 10th of March. 1 o'clock on Tuesday the 10th of March. If you're listening to this episode after that date and time, you're too late, I'm afraid. But keep listening for more episodes when we will give away more travel mugs. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.